Title IX lawsuit filed against Mountain West Conference, San Jose State University. A women's college volleyball coach and 11 female athletes across five universities filed a lawsuit on Wednesday against the Mountain West Conference, its commissioner, and three officials at San Jose State University. The 132-page lawsuit alleges Title IX and First Amendment violations resulting from the addition of San Jose Spartans member Blair Fleming, a male who identifies as female. Fleming has been on the team since 2022. The plaintiffs include San Jose State co-captain Brooke Slusser, now suspended assistant coach Melissa Badismus, two former Spartans, and volleyball players from four other universities that compete in the Mountain West Conference. This lawsuit sends a clear message. Universities will face consequences for placing female athletes in harmful and unlawful situations. We won't ignore the differences between males and females, and we won't be silenced. I'm grateful to take this fight to court, Slusser said in a statement. The suit, filed in the U.S. District Court of Colorado, seeks emergency injunctive relief, also known as a temporary restraining order. It requests that SJSU officials be prohibited from suppressing their women's volleyball players' freedom of speech and protest, acknowledgement of Title IX violations, and a declaration that any male student athlete is ineligible to compete in women's volleyball, among others. The NCAA is failing us. The Mountain West Conference is failing us, said Cieli Iliai, University of Nevada Reno captain and a lawsuit plaintiff. We need leaders who will take responsibility and treat female athletes with dignity and respect. Kaylee Ray, Utah State University's captain and another plaintiff, said, "Being a woman in sports has shaped my life, and I will do everything to protect this opportunity for other girls and women." The lawsuit argues that SJSU and Mountain West Conference encouraged their officials and coaches to suppress any dissent from women's volleyball players regarding eligibility rules in the conference and NCAA. Current NCAA policy allows transgender-identifying athletes to participate, given they meet specific testosterone threshold levels. According to the suit, Slusser had received, in addition to speech restrictions, threats, and an alleged attempt to physically injure her during a game her team played on October 3rd against Colorado State University. According to the lawsuit, the night before that match, Fleming and two teammates snuck out of the hotel where the SJSU team was staying and met with Malaya Jones from the Colorado team. The students allegedly discussed a game plan in which Fleming would throw the game and not block hits from Jones aimed at Slusser. Badismus and head coach Todd Kress learned this information after the game when a student who accompanied Fleming the night of the meeting later confessed to the coaches, based on the lawsuit. Fairness and safety cannot exist when male athletes are allowed to compete against women. These brave young women deserve a safe environment and solid support. I couldn't stay silent for another day, Badismus said. Slusser, who joined the team after transferring to SJSU in 2023, said on Epic TV's Bay Area Innovators show that she did not know Fleming was male when she first joined, but did notice strength differences on the court. She also mentioned that Fleming shared the same locker room as the female players, but never changed with them. If that's what made that person comfortable, no one was going to make fun of them for that or question that. But then, after everything came out, it made sense, Slusser said. She, along with her teammates and coaches, found out when news articles emerged alleging that SJSU had a transgender player. A spokesperson for Mountain West told the Epoch Times in an email Thursday, "The Mountain West Conference prioritizes the best interests of our student athletes and takes great care to adhere to NCAA and MW policies. While we are unable to comment on the pending litigation of this particular situation, we take seriously all concerns of student-athlete welfare and fairness." The lawsuit is backed by the Independent Council on Women's Sports, which has another lawsuit against the NCAA alleging Title IX violations surrounding transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, who dominated the 2022 NCAA Swimming Championships. Coach suspended. According to the lawsuit, assistant coach Badismus was suspended on November 2nd when a school official blocked Badismus' entrance to the SJSU Spartan gym roughly 90 minutes before a game between San Jose and New Mexico University. She was reportedly handed a letter of suspension effective immediately, forced to give up her school ID and keys, told she could pick up her personal belongings from her office at a later date, and warned not to talk to the media or players. The suit alleges that the suspension was in retaliation for Beattie Smith filing her own Title IX complaint and request for investigation following the October match. It added that Kress, the head coach, and Beattie Smith were both aware of the conversations between the players, with Kress believing the comments were made as a joke. A spokesperson for SJSU told the Epoch Times in an email on Thursday, "We have not been served with the lawsuit. We obtained a copy of the 132-page document late Wednesday afternoon. We will not comment at this time." The Epoch Times reached out to Beattie Smith and Kress for comment, but did not hear back by publication time. Ranked second in conference. SJSU's women's volleyball team is currently ranked second in the 2024 Mountain West Conference standings after facing 7 forfeited games. The team has 11 recorded wins and 5 losses. Last year, the school was ranked second to last. While none of the teams cited Fleming as the reason for forfeiting, some schools have raised fairness and safety concerns. The schools that have forfeited games against SJSU this season include the University of Nevada, Reno, Boise State University, University of Wyoming, and Utah State University. Most recently, the University of Wyoming's team forfeited its second match against the San Jose Spartans, which was scheduled for November 14th. The Wyoming Cowgirls game will be recorded as a loss. They are ranked 7th in the conference with a 6-9 record so far. Colorado State University is currently ranked first in the conference with 12 wins. The Colorado team chose to play against San Jose last month and won all 3 sets. There are 11 schools in the Mountain West Conference. The 2024 season is coming to an end soon as the Mountain West Conference Volleyball Championship is set for November 27th to 30th in Las Vegas.